You're listening to the Ringside Podcast.
Welcome to Ringside,
the show that brings you all that is pro wrestling news, interviews, and opinions.
Mamma mia!
Really?
Woo!
We got two words for ya!
Oh yeah!
With Daniel Spencer.
Acknowledge me.
Jeremy Wauman.
When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut.
Eric Cornish.
And I think that the spotlight should go on top of me.
And Linda Kay.
Are you boys ready for the grind?
And now, let's ring the bell and start the show.
Edition of the Ringside Podcast. I'm Daniel Spencer.
I'm Jeremy Wauman.
And I'm Linda Kay.
No Eric today. Eric had previous obligations, but man, we're excited for this bonus edition. It's good to be back. I feel like in another week or so, guys, we need to do it. I know we teased about it last week. We need to just do a new episode and kind of let people know what's been going on in our lives and kind of like talk about the current product and stuff and
just
all
the catch up show. A lot has happened in the last 5 months.
Yeah, a lot has happened in the last 5 months. I mean, Linda has had a lot of changes for sure.
I was gonna say personal and in the world of pro wrestling. So much has happened,
which I think the time off has been great in a lot of ways for us, but we'll get to that another time, because today, again, guys, we got a bonus edition episode for you. We got the one and only, the current WWE Tag Team Champion, Mr. Austin Theory, on the show today. So, you know, should we bring up the fact that he no-showed us last time? I don't think so. Maybe we should have. No, maybe not.
No, I wouldn't bring that up. Yeah. I mean, do you want to piss him off?
Look, I want to do everything I can not to piss him off, because I feel like if you piss him off, he's going to go ham on you. So,
That naturally makes people want to slap you. So I don't know.
I'm gonna let you, Jeremy. Maybe you'll piss him off this time.
No. Well, me and him are a lot alike.
Austin Theory is known for his viral moments. So yeah, should be interesting what can happen today.
yeah, for sure. I'm excited. There's a lot to talk about with him. I know. You know, the fact that he's, you know, got to wrestle John Cena, got moments with The Rock, you know, Money in the Bank winner, U.S. title winner, you know, like two-time U.S. title winner. So there's a lot to discuss. And of course, the typical questions we always ask about coming to Louisville, things like that. So I'm curious to see exactly what he has to say. And I'm excited to see what he has to say. It's really awesome to be able to do this from time to time and get WWE superstars to come on. I know we get a lot of TNA guys in the past, we obviously OVW people, because we are the official podcast of OVW. We get those guys on too. And we've had a couple AEW guys, but it's really cool to have your WWE superstars come on and give us, you know, 10, 15 minutes to share, which sometimes is good. I want more, and sometimes I'm glad we only have 15 minutes, because I think it kind of keeps things fresh and, you know, and allows us to have them on again in the future. Have we had a WWE superstar that's been on multiple times? No, so far, no, right?
No, we don't. Yes, we have. Jeff Jarrett was on with us when he was with WWE, and then he was on with us again when he was AEW. So
no, he was not on with, he was on with us. We remember, we skyrocketed prior.
You're right.
Because of him coming on ringside, it launched him back into the Royal Rumble, into the Hall of Fame. No, he was already in the Hall of Fame. It launched him back into the Royal Rumble and everything. So yeah, he's the multiple guest as far as a big time superstar, I guess, legacy, as you would say, although we did have Tony Gunn and the Outrunners on a couple times. So
that's true.
But guys, let's go ahead and get into this interview. All right, we're here back here at the Ringside Podcast with a very special guest. It is former two-time U.S. champion, 2022 Money in the Bank winner, and the current WWE Tag Team Champion, the one and only Austin Theory.
No. Sorry. You forgot the most important accolade, the 150 million hitman.
There you go.
Get it right.
That's right.
Get it right, man. Get it right.
You'd try something like that with your feelings on Mr. Theory as a whole.
That's what I'm saying, man. Disrespect already. Come on.
Well, we apologize for that. Yes, I forgot that accolade there. So, but Austin, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on. How are you doing today?
Well, I was doing fine until you messed that up. So, no, I'm doing great, man. I'm an undefeated tag team champion. Every time I look at a WrestleMania that I'm on, I'm winning a championship. I had an idol, John Cena. I had to beat him up, you know, let him know what it was. You know, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
Now, that is a huge... Oh, sorry, Daniel.
Go ahead, Linda.
I was going to say that is a huge accolade we didn't mention, that you beat John Cena at WrestleMania, but we also mentioned the 150 million hitman. So with that moment with The Rock, is there something you plan to do to surpass that amount? And if so, can you give us a little hint on that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have unfinished business with The Rock. You know, my tag team partner, Grayson Waller, you know, he puts his arm around me and he tries to tell me, hey, Big Dwayne is our boss now. But he's not my boss, all right? He might be the final boss, but he's finally going to get his ass kicked by Austin Theory. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I haven't forgotten what happened, you know? He came back, and all this started for him because of me, at my expense. Think about it. Really think about it. He got a main event WrestleMania match because of the reaction he got in Denver, being in the ring with Austin Theory. And who in history has ever said Rock's catchphrase back to him and cut him off?
Nobody.
That's right.
You.
Nobody.
You. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we had your tag team partner on a couple of months ago. One of the best the best interview we've ever had on the show so far. So I'm looking forward to today topping that. we were talking to him about, he's got a collection of college basketball jerseys that he wears from time to time. You're coming to one of the most historic basketball arenas in college basketball history. The Yum Center, not been doing too well the last couple of years, but we'll forget about that. But what is it about these arenas? Like when you come to a town, I'm kind of stealing Daniel's question. He normally does, but I digress. When you come to a historical wrestling town like Louisville, does that make it like, are you excited to see some of the sights and drink in the history, or do you just want to come in, win matches and go home?
Well, you know, I could, you know, say that I show up, I do my job, and I get out of there. But there is a lot of respect for, you know, the past wrestling that paved the way for all of us, you know, like, especially in Louisville. You know, that's a huge place for wrestling. It's kind of hits the same when I go to Georgia. You know, Georgia was known for a lot of old school wrestling and things like that. But the respect is always there. And it definitely does give you a different sense of energy. And what's really cool is sometimes there's photos of wrestling shows. Maybe it's a older WWE event, or maybe it's maybe it's not WWE. Maybe it's just really old school, you know, but there's photos sometimes and you see that and you get the respect of, wow, like, you know, that's 15, 20 years like being around and doing this. And now I'm here and now I'm paving that way. And could that be my photo on the wall? It's really cool. So, yeah, definitely appreciative of that.
And WWE SmackDown is coming to the KFC Yum Center June 7th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com. Austin, one of the things I always like to ask is, me being a professional referee in the business, I always have to ask this question. For you, what is it? What's the importance of a referee in your match? And can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Hold on a second. You're a referee?
I am.
You can count
Makes
to three.
Sense now, don't it?
Oh, yeah. I can count to three.
You keep it clean.
Oh, 100% I keep it clean. 100% I keep it clean.
I don't know if I trust this guy. You know, you two hanging out with this guy, I don't know.
Yeah. He knows how to work the equipment.
It's important, but you brought me on here to give you advice. Is that what you want? You want advice from Austin Theory?
Exactly.
The man with all the moments?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So your question is, how important is it to have a referee?
Yeah. The
or how important is a referee?
In your matches, correct.
It's very important, you know, because I don't need no cheating referee, you know, and there's a lot of those in WWE. I feel like they try to screw me, you know, they count a little faster when I'm down, but I notice when I, you know, get the pin, they go a little slower, but you know, I get it. They're jealous. They could never, you know, be in my boots. They just got to wear their little zebra shirt all day. Yes, I am disrespecting you. And they have to, you know, sit there and just count to three. It's not a hard job. All right. It's just not. I'm sorry. I'm way above that. It's just, it's not. And you guys make it so difficult all the time with all your little rules that you probably just make up and write, you know. I'll be here all day just complaining about this. So let's move on, Mr. Referee, okay? All right, the fact that you're a ref, part of me doesn't even want to be here anymore. Or I just same don't thing even want you on my said. Screen.
That's the same thing Grayson said. Just cover it up. That's what I do. All right. I just cover him
up. All right, we'll cover him up every time he pops up, all right?
Look what you did, Daniel.
Look what you did, Daniel. Your name's Daniel.
Yes.
Yep.
Daniel.
Makes more sense, don't it? As the interview goes along, Austin's understanding my frustrations on a weekly basis.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know how you guys do it, man. I'm glad this show has made it this far, man. This guy, Daniel, man. Man.
You know what? I got to ask. Hey, look, I'm shocked as Charles Robinson once taught me, keep your cadence.
Charles Robinson, don't disrespect Charles Robinson.
Oh, I'm not.
Don't disrespect. No. Said, don't mention his name. When his name comes out of Daniel's mouth, it is disrespectful, all right? I know agree. Charles Robinson, greatest referee of all time.
Agree.
Doesn't, you know, yeah, you should agree. But obviously you're not learning from Charles Robinson, all right? Not you, Daniel.
He all left right, the Daniel? Name drop, if you haven't noticed.
I can tell. All right.
I'm shocked his arm isn't out of the socket from patting himself on the back so much.
Daniel, after this, do not tell anybody that you interviewed me. Don't do that. All right? Because then they're going to want to listen to you, and then you're going to give bad referee advice. Don't you do it.
Got it.
Don't you do it.
When you send this out on social media, don't tag yourself. Tag the rest of us. Leave yourself
That's
off
right.
of it.
That's right.
Austin, let's get this back on track. As a wrestling historian Please. And fan as I am, factions are a very big had always been a big part of wrestling history, but then they kind of went away. Now they're coming back in full force. I won't mention the names of them because I don't want to be disrespectful to you, but I've got a Look dream faction. I've got a dream faction. It's All pretty right. deadly. It's Logan Paul, it's Grayson Waller, and it's Austin Theory. I think that would be one heck of a faction that could probably run WWE for the next decade, or should I say decades. How would you feel about being a part of a faction?
You know, what does Daniel think?
Yeah, Daniel, what do Daniel you think? Slaps?
Yeah, Daniel, what do you think?
I mean, it could be...
It doesn't matter what you think, Daniel.
Oh!
All right? Send that to Dwayne, Daniel. All right?
Send it to him.
You and him can hang out together. You'd probably match. All right?
See, Daniel, this is how you do things professionally. You do stuff like, if you notice over my shoulder, there is a video playing now of Austin winning the Money in the Bank ladder match. Wow. That's how you do these things professionally. You cater to your guests, and we are not worthy. Well, he's definitely not worthy, but we're not worthy, Mr. Theory. Go ahead, answer the question. I apologize for the interruption.
No, you're totally fine. And I think if an article comes out about this, you know, podcast that we just did, it says that Daniel is the worst referee in the world, and put Austin Theory said that. That's what's going to go viral. That's what it is. But when you talk about that faction, man, everybody's just good looking, man. Everybody's so good looking, man, and talented and knows what they're doing. You know, everybody can speak. Everybody can put it down in that ring. I mean, unstoppable. I agree. I think that is a great idea. You know, I mean,
what would you name
I would just
that
call
faction?
The team. I was going to say, I'd say the name would be Look At Us. Look At Us. That's it. Team Look At Us. Because you just got to look at us. That's it, man. Easy.
I don't hate that. I kind of, on 2K, we kind of play it all the time with me and my friends. I have that faction on the game. The faction name is The Future.
Simple, man.
To the point.
That's beautiful, man. We just don't need to know what Daniel would call it. I mean,
it's definitely not called The Daniel.
It's going to be
well,
terrible.
Whether it be The Future, Team Look At Us, obviously you've had your huge monumental moments at WrestleMania. Tell me that feeling. Tell us that feeling, and what can we expect at future WrestleManias?
You know, I got to say, this WrestleMania feeling is, it's like no other. It's such a rush, but man, I'm getting used to it. You know, I'm going out there on the big stage, like last year, kicking off WrestleMania 39. The biggest match there was against John Cena, put him down, walked out United States champion, the greatest United States champion. And then this year went out there and won the tag team titles first, not second, first. So, you know, it's WrestleMania, that insane feeling, that, you know, that show that is above all, you know, the show you see as a kid, as a fan, that you dream to be on. And now I'm just excelling on it. You know, I'm just breaking records at WrestleMania. So, you know, that's how it feels to be Austin Theory.
I love the way that he handles the media in general. We won't get into that. Don't know if there are any issues or not, but the way he handled Daniel was superb today. That's the way I do it every week.
Yeah, see, I would have smacked Daniel if this was live, you know. But, hey, it is what it is, you know. It's just the world we live in.
Now, as a referee, though, you can get fined. But I know you're not – you're okay.
What did you say to me?
Oh, my God.
What did you say? I can get fined? I'm going to get fined by you?
No, as a referee, if you smack a referee, there's a penalty.
You know,
I
would love
involved.
To get fined by you, because I would love to give you some cash to actually learn how to be a great referee, all right? Not from Charles Robinson, because you're not good enough to be around Charles Robinson, all right? And any story you tell about you meeting or hearing from Charles, we all know you're lying. We all know, Daniel.
Okay. All right.
He just has that face, don't
All right, me, Daniel. It's a yes, sir. It's Mr. Austin Theory. Yeah,
you're right. Yes, sir, Mr. Austin Theory. Mr. WB Tag Team Champion, Austin Theory.
Undefeated.
Undefeated. Yes, undefeated.
Thank you.
WB. Grabbed him
Always
first.
One step behind, Daniel. Always one step behind. We'll get there, though.
We'll get there.
You know?
Yeah. We'll get there.
But I'm not teaching you. I don't have time for you. All right.
It's a big job. I've been trying for 10 years now.
Well, again,
Kudos
guys.
To you.
Again, guys, WWE SmackDown is coming to the KFC Yum Center on June 7th. Tickets available right now at Ticketmaster.com. Austin, we thank you so much for coming on and appreciate your time. Appreciate the advice you've given me for sure.
That's Mr. right. That's Austin, what it's all about.
It's Mr. Austin, Daniel. Have you not learned 20 minutes and you still haven't learned?
Daniel. Daniel, you better be at the KFC Yum Center, all right? You better be there. And you better not have your referee shirt on, all right?
Oh, he does. He does. He comes to my suite every time and wears the referee shirt. It's crazy.
All right. Hey, there's some things in this world, you know, we can all try really hard at, but we just can't stop certain things. And I think that's just one of those tragedies that we just can't stop, guys.
Look, L's up, A-Town down. Appreciate your time today.
That's right. You guys have a good one. And Daniel, you can suck it. All right.
Greatest interview ever, skyrocketed to the top spot. Love everything about Austin Theory. I mean, y'all know I'm a big fan of him anyway, even bigger after today.
Well, we wanted or expected a viral moment. We got quite a few from that interview.
Well, I don't understand. All I did was ask him a referee question and I expected him to just say, yeah, they're very important and whatever, but no,
he took a leak on you. He urinated. He hiked his leg up and pissed all over you.
And I just was trying to explain to him that I agree with you, because Charles Robinson taught me to always keep my cadence. I could even do that, and then it turned into, this thing. So
seems like Austin Theory don't like name droppers.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah, dang, Daniel.
I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, it's the last time we had somebody similar like that made a comment about me was his tag team partner, Grayson Waller. And Grayson, you know, made a comment. And then although he was mad that I made him say something nice about a referee, but yeah. Mr. Austin Theory did not let me live that down for asking that question.
Well, you've seen how he's handled the media in the past. That really should not have shocked you that was the occurrence there.
I'm not the media. That's the thing. I'm just trying.
You are media. You are in this capacity. You are the media. I'm allowing you into my world. You are the media in this capacity.
Okay. Got it. Well, look, overall, you know, I love the banter. I love the fun. I appreciate Mr. Theory coming on. It was a great interview, and it probably will go viral for sure. And there's nothing wrong with that. I do think he's got some coworkers.
Letting all my friends know.
I do think he's got some coworkers, though, that might disagree about me being a terrible referee. But hey, you know, I've never been in the ring with Austin Theory, but I have been in the ring with a lot of his coworkers. So I could have said that, but I didn't want to. That's another name dropping, right? So
it was all in fun. It was all in fun.
No, it was.
It was.
Yeah. But yeah. So it's pretty exciting, as I said before, to have these type of guys coming on from WWE. And I'm curious to see where he's. I mean, he so far. I mean, you know, we talked about all the things. I mean, 2-time U.S. champion, 2022 Money in the Bank winner. I didn't bring up that he unsuccessfully cashed in, but
thank God.
I almost wish I would have now. You know.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
But no, I'm just playing. But WWE tag team champion, and he wants me to be at the Yum Center, so I guess I might have to make an appearance. Maybe I'll go backstage and say hi to him, or something.
There we go. Who knows? There it is again.
Jeremy, what? Do I get access to that suite you speak of every time you're at KFC Yum Center?
Listen, we might be able to figure something out this time.
Just curious.
Maybe.
I want to partake in these activities here, especially Daniel, if you do show up in your zebra stripes, and if for some reason Austin Theory winds up in that suite, I want to be there to witness.
Yeah, maybe we should invite him into the suite himself. Maybe we should say, "Come hang out at the suite for a little bit, Mr. Theory." See what he has to say on that. But no, it was great. Shout out to him for being a fun interview for sure. He told me to suck it though.
Like, I loved it. I loved it. He kind of incorporated all. He told you it didn't matter what you said.
I will say this. I knew what he was lining up, and I had to give it to him. I wasn't gonna. It's like if The Rock did it too. Of course, I'm gonna go ahead and start talking to allow The Rock to go. It doesn't matter. So I knew it was coming. So I was just like, I gotta go with it because I know he's gonna do it, and I'm gonna play along. You know, so that's just the way it goes. So it was fun. It was fun. And again, some of your coworkers disagree that I'm a terrible referee, but again, he's never been in the ring with me. I might count three for him faster than the other people. You never know. You know?
Well, I don't know. I loved his line of questioning in return. Normally the wrestlers just answer the questions. He asked some in return, and it really was. I know I say this all the time, and I mean it. 99% of the time when we get done with these and I say, oh, this is one of my favorites ever, I mean it. This was one of my favorites ever, and it was awesome, and I'm glad we didn't get switched at the last second to Doink the Clown this time. So it was great.
Wait, so you just compared Jade to Doink the Clown?
No, don't you do that to me.
That's
don't
what you just said. You
no,
just
I didn't.
Said,
I said I'm glad they didn't switch us at the last second.
Well, we've shown that we can handle a curveball.
Versatile, very versatile. Yeah, absolutely. We had one line of questioning ready for that last interview, and they're like, "Hold on, Jade's on the line." And we're like,
"And I will say this. Okay, I would be very impressed if they gave us Doink the Clown, considering that he's no longer with us. So that would have been amazing." The original Doink the Clown, not the, you know.
I can't wait till I'm no longer with you all on this podcast today.
Well,
wink and pink.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. By the way, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Collar & Elbow. We're going to go to collarandelbowbrand.com. Use promo code Ringside, all capital letters. You save 10%, and you save the Ringside podcast, or you help the Ringside podcast out. Excuse me. It's been a while since I said that. And then Cornbread Hemp. Go to cornbreadhemp.com. Use promo code Ringside there. Save 50%. On there and get some of the best CBD products out there. That's kind of it, unless Jeremy, don't you have the other one that you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, Cap Go Championship belts. If you are in the market for a current or prior, or you just want to make one up yourself. I had some computer issues this morning in the main control room. So that's why I'm downstairs. Could show you my custom one, but does great work, does everything to a T. Just go to the CapGo, the CAPGO Championship Belts Facebook group and check in there. Mention Ringside Podcast. It's 15% off your total order.
There we go. There we go.
And
guys,
I also just want to mention to make sure everybody involved in the pro wrestling business or even outside of it, you can make sure you are covered anytime, anywhere. Go to prowrestlinginsurance.com. Get coverage for yourself. If you're a promoter, if you need insurance for your event, you can go and get yourself covered as well. Again, prowrestlinginsurance.com. Just, you know, it's a safety precaution. You never know.
I completely forgot about that one, Linda. Thank you for throwing that out there. I thought we were, I knew that we lost one of them, one of our sponsors, just because we've been gone for 4 months. So, but yeah, so Awesome. All right, guys. And if you want to sponsor the show, by the way, hit up ringsidepodcast@gmail.com or just at ringsidepodcast on our socials. And you can find us there and reach out, and we'll be more than happy to talk about how you can sponsor this show, because we are coming back in newer and bigger ways, and got some ideas, got some things. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for listening and tuning in. We'll be on the lookout on social media, where you'll get to see when we're going to announce our next show. You can find us all on the social media at Ringside Podcast, individually on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Daniel Spencer.
I'm at Jeremy_CSZ.
On the Insta, I'm Linda KPWR. On the X, Linda K22, or lovelylindak.com for all social links.
I forgot it is the X, not the Twitter. All right, well, X marks the spot.
Right, we're never going to change that. I'm never going to refer to it as X.
All right, guys. In the meantime, but between time,
until next time, you can catch us ringside.
See ya.
Damn, Daniel.